If you want to take Gowie on head-to-head, the Alfred Dunhill Championships are going to be up and running. We'll find the web.com tour as well, and we're going to talk about Steph Curry, basketball and golf. He's a man of many talents, Paul Gow. Good morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Steph Curry is. I remember I broke this on the show, maybe 12 months ago. He was going to play the web.com tour, and all the young players weren't too happy because he was taking a spot. Well, he thought, well, instead of doing that, I'll start my own tournament. So Steph Curry has got up his own golf tournament on the US PGA Tour in San Fran in Lake Merced. So have a look at that one on the schedule next year. He really obviously does love his golf, and he's got his own events.
So what does he just grab sponsors to put up the money and target some of the best golfers going around, does he?
Much, you know, he goes to the tour, and I guess it's his management company goes to the tour and says, well, he wants to get his own event up and running. And think about it, back in the day, there was Bob Hope and all those celebrities back in the day that started their tournament. So Steph Curry could have started his own event just through his celebrity. So yeah, he goes and gets sponsors, and you know, he's one of the best players in the NBA. So I'm sure he'll bring some celebrity power along with him, and from Justin Timberlake to Mark Wahlberg, they're all nut golfers, so I'm sure they'll be a part of it. And he'll get all the best players. So expect Tiger Woods to play this. He hasn't played San Francisco area for a lot of years, so I'm guessing he'll be back at that event. But well done to Steph Curry. Like, he's put his money where his mouth is and started his own event.
Yeah. And when do they sort of? I suppose you don't know too many of the details, but when does that look like sort of happening, and what time of the year?
Well, I would imagine that it won't happen when the NBA's on, so it'll happen when they can fit the time. In San Francisco, weather's always pretty good, so it's a weather-related thing. Normally, they go over to the West Coast early on in the season because it's, LA, and they go through that area, the Genesis Open, all those events, in the February time. So I would have thought that it will be around that time to fit it into the schedule.
Gary, did you check, did you see any of that golf on Fox from Johannesburg last weekend?
Yeah, well, Louis Oosthuizen had his first win in a bunch of years. He's back inside the top 25 in the world, and it was quite an emotional time for him because they're all back there. It's amazing, all the South Africans, no matter who they are, Ernie Els, Charles Schwartz, when he won the Masters, they've all gone back. They all go back to their tour at this time of the year to support those last two or three events of the year.
It was the South African Open, and this is a really general comment. I don't think I've ever seen pros hit so many bad shots.
Oh, well,
did you did you notice that at all?
Like, keep in mind, there's one thing there, is that they're trying to develop their tour. And there's a lot of players in there that you've never heard of, and I've never heard of, that are getting their chance to play alongside Ernie Els, and we're in the same tournament as Ernie Els and Louis Oosthuizen. So, yeah, they're not the greats, but tough golf course. Really tough conditions to play in the sense that the grass is hard sort of grass to play off. We won't kick them while they're down. But, yeah, there's some massive scores in there, like high scores.
TK was telling me, he told me the other day, he reckons it was like watching him play.
Oh, I did not. I did.
You did. Hey, mate, what's happening with the web.com tour school?
Yeah, we spoke about this last week, and we had three Aussies in there, and they had to run inside the top 40 to get their cards for next year. And unfortunately, Minwoo Lee, the young fella from Western Australia, who could be a world beater. He's a very good player. He missed out, but we had two Aussies, Jamie Arnold from Sydney, from Cronulla Golf Course, and Brett Coletta, who got through. Brett Coletta, 19 under par, got through, which is a ridiculous low number. The course was easy, but Brett Coletta had to shoot 63 in the last round to get through, and he birdied the last to get through. So that is a massive effort. Now, this is the only way to get your way on the US Tour these days. There's no tour school, the US Tour school anymore. This is the way you got to spend a year on the web.com and make your way up. So, but Jamie Arnold, he shot 68-61, the young Sydney sider, to get through. That's an awesome effort. Yeah. So, they've got a little bit of time off over Christmas, but I thought that was one of the best efforts of the year.
Yeah, terrific. Okay, Gowie, we've got David on the line. This is for the $50 Drummond golf voucher. Pretty simple game. It's how we like it on the Big Sports Breakfast. All you got to do is your pick for the Alfred Dunhill Championship. It's got to finish ahead of Gowie's. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, TK.
Do you want Gowie to go first, Dave, or are you happy to go first?
Well, if Gowie goes first, you'll probably pick who I pick. But I'm going on form, Terry. I think Louis Oosthuizen's going to have a real crack. He's he's won in playing links golf. He won the Open at St Andrews, and he's coming off a win. So that's it's my pick.
Okay, good on you, mate. He's currently the $5.50 favourite at tab.com.au ahead of Charles Schwartzel at $8. So Dave has gone with Louis Oosthuizen. Thanks, Dave. We'll call you back on Monday. Who have you gone with, Gowie?
Well, I've gone with Schwartzel. They're best mates, they are, and they do a lot of travelling together. I think Schwartzel hasn't won all year. He's played very well without winning, and he'll be right behind Louis Oosthuizen. One thing I do know, that he will be, peed off that he hasn't won and his mate has won. Okay. They'll celebrate long and hard after this event, but I reckon he'll chase Louis down. A lot of energy spent when you win a tournament, and I reckon Louis spent a bit of time.
Okay, so Dave has gone with Louis, and you've gone with Charles. Hey, just a quick one, Gowie. Seeing a bit of that shark shootout thing, where they play in the pairs. Is it losing its luster, so to speak, a bit?
Yeah, without
it. It's a bit of a nothing event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nothing event. Yeah. We will take it, if there's something to watch on TV.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a bunch of wealthy guys playing a bit of funny money, and then the shark makes a return and turns up and does a few lessons. But I think more entertainment in golf will be next Monday. I'm playing the longest day of golf with Asner, Grieg, and Steve Menzies. So be a bit sorry for us on Monday. We'll even have a chat somewhere out in the golf course.
Yeah, that'd be great.
72 holes, we will be in trouble.
And what's the website we go to contribute?
Yeah, just the New South Wales Cancer Council website. You can head there, and all the donations have already been put in from your listeners. Thanks very much. It'll be funny. Braith will be chafed something terrible, I reckon.
Yeah, you'll be okay. You're like a greyhound.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Big Beaver might cut up a bit rough.
But is Beaver still playing plenty of golf?
Oh, of course.
He's a good golfer, isn't he, Beaver?
Day. Now, yeah. I think he's got a real job these days, believe it or not, Beaver. Yep, he's working for a living. So he's had to ask for a day off to play. But, George, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine, George. No worries. Good on you, Gowie. Thanks for that.
Thanks, fellas.
Don't forget, go to the New South Wales Cancer Council to get involved in Gowie's longest day of golf.